Parshat Nitzavim opens, Tem Nitzavim Ayom Kolchem, and Moshe tells them about the Brit that they have with Hashem. This is the Brit that he has with you. This is the Brit that he already swore to the Avod, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And says Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'lo idchem levadachem anochi koreid a brit azot v'tal azot." Moshe saying, Hashem said, "It's not only with you I'm making the brit. Who am I making this covenant with? Ki et asher yeshno po imanu amed ayom. Everybody with us here today, ifne Hashem Elokeinu, v'et asher einenu po imanu ayom, and everybody who is not with us today, as in all the future generations." Says the Sforno, "Him adorot abayim, the future generations." So that pasuk, says the Sforno, creates an obligation on all of us. We have an obligation to relay that to the future generations. The conditions of being in Eretz Yisrael and staying in the land and not being uprooted from the land and are the conditions of keeping the Torah, of this bris, of that this deal that we make with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And by violating those conditions, you will be uprooted as well. So it's those conditions that allow us to conquer, take hold, and live in, and be a part of this land. And we have, Sforno says, we have an obligation. We have to relay this information to the Dorot Habayim. Hashem is making this brit with each and every generation. You want to stay in this land, you have to keep these rules. But if you, careful analysis of the Sforno's words here, tells us even one step further. In addition to this obligation to relay this information, part of our Masorah, part of our job as educators, part of our job as parents, is to tell our children, we are all part of this brit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to do our part of keeping the mitzvah in order to stay here in the land. Okay, right now, Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael is at a point where we have the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael. We have a schus living here in the land that Hashem has promised to our Avot. But even that is part of a brit with Him. We have to, Matnat Aretz Zulata is Tnai Kim HaBrit. All of living in the Aretz, Zulata means the nation being able to thrive here, is all part of this brit of keeping the mitzvah, the man, akim, and kol ha'am. We all have to do our part in keeping the brit. But if you look carefully at the words of the Sforno, he says, Tzarik shetodiyem, shematnat Aretz Zulata, hayita lachem al tznai kim ha'brit. It's a tznai, it's a condition. Think of it as a rental contract. A person is living in a home, so he has to keep the terms of the home. You know, no pets, no smoking, whatever the rules are in various rental contracts. You have to pay up at the end of the month. If you're late 1 month, you get a little late fee. If you're late 2 months, okay, we're going to kick you out. Okay? Now, is being kicked out a punishment? No. It's not a punishment. It's if you pay, you get to live here. You don't pay, you don't get to live here. So it's called a condition. The condition is, it's not a punishment as much as it's keeping the terms of the contract. So here, us living in Eretz Yisrael, there are conditions. Conditions are to keep the Torah mitzvot. If we keep the Torah mitzvot, we get to be here. If we don't keep the Torah mitzvot, then that's a breach of the contract. That's a breach of this brit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with everybody back then. Sher yeshno po imanu omed ayom. And also at Asherinu nenu po imanu ayom, all the future generations, i.e. that means us. So we have an obligation, says the Sforno. We have to tell. Tzarich shetodiyem. You have to tell them. Tell the future generations. That means us. But each generation in turn has to tell the next one. Let them know this brit. Tell them the facts of the contract. The contract we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in order to be able to stay and live and grow and thrive in this land, we have to keep all the terms and conditions. Every single one of them, which means keeping all of Hashem's mitzvah and mizchut zeh. May we all merit to live here in Eretz Yisrael successfully and thrive and grow. And that's the message the Sforno has on this pasuk in the beginning of Nitzavim.